loading.
Cora, who has been overseeing concurrent Rosemary Wilson. Rosemary is the Deputy Manager of the Concurrent Planning Project for Coram in London. Rosemary, good morning.
Hello, Liz.
Can you explain exactly what concurrent planning is?
Yes. Carers are approved as foster carers and adopters rather than one or the other. And when children come into care, and these children are all coming into care through the courts, so their parents have very severe difficulties. And children for concurrent planning will be children where adoption has already been flagged up by the local authority as a possible outcome. So instead of being placed in an ordinary foster home while things are decided in court, and that can take many months, with our scheme, the child is placed with concurrent carers who are also approved as adopters. And if it's not possible for the child to go home to a member of his or her own family or to parents, that means they don't have to move. And which, that, in a nutshell, is the important bit.
And that's the crucial point, isn't
yes.
it? And we're talking about babies here, but how old are these children typically?
Our project is open in London for children 0 to 2. And the Cambridge project is going to be young children. Actually, most of them are quite young babies, and a number of them are placed straight from hospital because their parents have such severe problems, often to do with drugs and all the attendant difficulties that people have in their lives because of that, that they're not able to go home with their parents. So they're going to be fostered from discharge from hospital in any event.
I'm sure there's people listening, Rosemary, this morning thinking, well, that's common sense, isn't it? That's such a sort of an obvious thing. It seems amazing that it's taken till now to sort of spread it further than London.
There have been schemes in different parts of the country, but a number of them, for different reasons, have closed. But fortunately, the government has really got behind adoption, which we're absolutely thrilled about, and has underlined the need for reducing delay and for placing children, but particularly these very young children, earlier so that they are settled at a much earlier stage in their life.
Yeah, and when we mentioned it's been running for 10 years in London, so
yes.
there's obviously some knowledge there of how it's worked. What difference does it make to a child of that age to have a plan like this in place?
Well, very young children are hugely affected by changes and by having to move from the people that they've got used to, with whom they're secure and attached, to somebody else. And that's very difficult for children. And these are children who have other problems as well. You know, they often come from backgrounds where they've been